Hi, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 8, and the title to today's episode is a question, and the question is, are your energy centers clogged? Now, you may be asking, well, what the hell is she talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is the seven energy centers in our body and in our brain, and they start here and go all the way up, and I'm going to go through each one. Some people refer to them as chakras. I like to call them energy centers just because it's easier to understand. So what happens is that when we endure too much pain, an overload of pain or trauma, and we don't properly process it out of our system, that pain can get stuck in different areas of our body, okay? And then once it's stuck, one, we may not even know it's stuck, and two, then how do you get it out? So I'm going to go over how to get stuck pain out of your body, but I want to just go into the seven energy centers first and explain them. And I think I've been taught there are actually eight, but we're not going to go into the eighth one. We're just going to do seven. So the first one is the root chakra. It is located down here at the base of the spine inside your body. The color associated with that one is red, and it's like the survival center. The second energy center is called your sacral center, and it is about located right in here. And it's just above that root chakra, that root energy center, in the sexual organ area. And it is associated with the color orange and creativity. The third is the solar plexus area, which is right in here, located in the rib cage area. Yellow is the color associated with that energy center, and that's our willpower. The fourth is the heart energy center located in the chest. The color associated with that is green, and of course, the function for that energy center is love. So just know that if that energy center is blocked up with pain, you cannot feel love, or at least I couldn't in my body. The fifth energy center is the throat. It's located obviously in this area where the throat is. Blue is the color associated with it, and self-expression is what that one is been created for. The sixth one, which is our third eye, located in the center of the brain. I've been told it's located in the pineal gland. Purple is the color associated with it, and it's wisdom and intuition. And then the seventh one, which is up here at the top of our head, our crown chakra, and it is white is the color associated with it, and it's spiritual connection to the universe, or to God, or your higher power, or whatever it is that you call God. So again, when we experience trauma or extensive emotional pain, and we don't process those emotions completely out of our body, pain is energy. It can get stored in our body in different places. And this especially happens if we endure trauma when we're little kids. If you're a little kid and if you were a little kid and you endured a lot of trauma, you may have stored pain in your body that's triggering you and all kind of crazy things. Because when you're a small child and you endure a lot of pain and trauma, you don't yet have the emotional tools that you need to process that pain. So you get clogged up in different parts of your body, the energy centers where life energy is supposed to flow through us. So, which was the story of my life. I mean, everything in me was blocked and stuff full of stored pain for many, many years. And I have successfully been able to process the majority of that pain out of my body. It is a lifelong journey. I am still working on stored pain, not a lot, but a little bit. And I am still at this point in my journey processing pain out of my body. Just did some a couple days ago. So I'm going to share with you how I do that. And the other thing I want you to know is that when you have a lot of stored pain and your body is stressed out, that is when you stay stressed out. That's what can cause disease and different malfunctions in the body. Stress is a huge factor in heart disease. Stress is a huge factor in mental illness. So I'm going to share with you now how you can get, I call it emotional garbage. So how you can take out the emotional garbage take the trash out, you know, and get rid of that old stored emotional garbage pain that you don't need. You don't need it any longer. So the next question, how do you do that? Well, this is how I do it. Processing that emotional pain by crying. Crying is one of the most effective ways to process stored pain. I also like to scream. I get loud. I yell. I scream. Sometimes I punch a punching bag. I curse. I love to fucking curse. I just love it. It's just part of who I am. And when I am processing a lot of pain, one of the things that I do is I talk to the person, not talk to the person, but I talk out loud as if they are there. They're not there. I am alone in my room when I do this, but I talk to them as if they are there. For instance, I will give you a little bit of a inside show of what Cassidy does when she's got stored pain I'm releasing. So what I do is, let's just say Jim was my brother growing up and Jim treated me like shit growing up, and I'm just now at the point in my life where I'm ready to face that pain and process it. I would say things like, fuck you, Jim. I don't know who the fuck you thought you were treating me like a piece of shit because I was the younger sister, but you can go fuck yourself. Fuck you. You get it all back. I'm giving your emotional vomit back to you, your emotional throw up back to you, and I'm taking it out of my body. I am releasing it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Now, I get a little bit louder than that usually. I get a little bit more animated, but that's the way that I do it. And you've got to really let all of those emotions out and let them go. And I like to point and do things like that. Fuck you, and do shit like that. Helps me to release that pain. Another thing that I've done in the past, when I was dealing with my father having put a gun to my head and raping me when I was 8-year-old kid, is when I was processing that pain as an adult, I took pictures of him and cut them up. Oh my God, it felt so good. I took wine glasses and I chunked the wine glasses up against a brick wall outside. I have punched a pillow, punched a punching bag. I have hit a tree with a tree branch. I have talked to friends, partners, talked to a therapist. Go and see a therapist if you need someone to aid you in this process. And if you're suicidal, please do not do this alone. Find a friend, get your partner, get someone, preferably a therapist, to help you walk through this process. Because it can get really, really, really hard inside. Journaling is another great way to expel pain. I journal all the time and write stuff down. I might write down exactly the things I just said. Fuck you. Fuck you. You don't get to do that to me. You don't get to do that to me anymore. And you don't ever get to do that shit to me again. Write it all down. It's a great way to get it out. But the important part is that you express yourself and express your feelings to the max, as much as you need to, as loud as you need to. Whatever works for you, but just remember to let the emotions flow, be in a safe place, and take care of yourself in the process. And if you do this, and you complete the process of feeling that emotional pain, it will leave your body and start unclogging the energy centers in you. Once those energy centers are unclogged and clear, life energy will start flowing through you better, and then you'll feel the joy of that. The life energy carries in it joy and love and compassion, patience, and all the things that you may not be able to feel now that I couldn't feel for the majority of my life. Love, that's another big one that you will be able to feel if you have a blocked heart energy center. Once you get it unblocked, you'll be able to feel love in here, and it's really fucking amazing. I mean, it is. I can feel those things now, and I love it. So just remember, if you have stored pain, you've probably got clogged energy centers. You want to get those unclogged. Best way to do that I have found is by processing the stored emotion. I have a book and a workbook that I've written. It's not out yet. It will be coming out, that walks you through how to do that. And it's called Healing the Pain of the Past, and it will be out hopefully in a month or two. We'll see. It's see how the editing process goes. But I hope that this has helped you. If you like what I had to say, please like and follow, and then forward this on to someone that may need it. If you know someone that's in a lot of pain and they need help and they can't find the help that they need, forward this video to them to give them a little bit of help. So I hope that this has been as good for you as it's been for me. I appreciate you listening, and thank you very much for joining me, and have a great day.